Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show, the show within the show. As always, you can get this on all of your normal iTunes feeds, so Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, Stitcher, Spotify, etc., or on our website, CBSSportsRadio.com. So today was the ham sandwich order because Ed Ogeron said he was going to celebrate his national championship with a ham sandwich, and we decided, well, we debated whether it was celebratory or not. I think what you saw there was a very strict line of demarcation in the show where you said absolutely not because you have very hard definitions of food.
Right.
Where they fit into the grand scheme of things, whether orders are proper or not, etc.
Sure. I mean, in my column, I give you a football food of the week. I'm not just giving you lunch every week.
And I think Pete is much more of a philosophical thinker. And so his philosophy is no matter what you eat, it can be considered celebratory if you're in a celebratory mood.
Basically, right. If Pete comes home and he's had a good day and it's the 17th month anniversary of his wedding and they want to make pancakes that night, he's going to call them celebratory pancakes. When in reality, you know, it's not exactly like he went out for lobster tails.
Well, but see, this does draw a line where how different you guys think.
Right.
For you, there's only a set things that you would accept it being a celebration. It has to be a big meal, a special meal, a unique meal.
Something you're not just going to whoop up in the kitchen any minute.
And he's saying, right, so in your mind, the definition of special is either labor or uniqueness or cost.
Right.
And he is saying it's the moment.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with what the food is.
Which is asinine. So, like, basically, he's saying whatever Ed Ogeron eats next following winning a national championship is a celebratory this.
So, and that's philosophical.
It's stupid. That means he hasn't fully celebrated yet. If he gets a taquito at 7-Eleven on the way home because nothing's open, that's not a celebratory taquito.
But that's you telling Ed Ogeron what's proper celebration.
No, he could be in the mood for a ham sandwich. If that's all he wants, and he's a simple guy, then that's fine. The next time he goes out, you know, for a couple shots and a steak, that's the celebration.
Well, you're
telling the celebratory meal.
You're telling him what he should celebrate with. Maybe he doesn't want that. Maybe Pete doesn't want something more than a ham sandwich.
Okay, look, we're all human beings here. There is something that Ed Ogeron and Pete the Body Bilotti, I can't believe they're in the same sentence here, would love to eat that they don't eat normally, that if they get it, it's like, wow, this is a treat. A ham sandwich is not a treat. If Ed Ogeron is not having a ham sandwich normally and he loves them,
but Pete,
that's a him problem.
But Pete's saying it doesn't have to be a treat. It's just your state of mind.
That's stupid. So anytime you're in a good mood, it's a celebratory this. We have donuts here every Friday. Are we celebrating with donuts?
We're celebrating this Friday.
I don't look at it that way. I just look at it as, all right, we pick a day of the week that we're having donuts.
You oftentimes say, get me to Friday. Those donuts
signify Friday?
Yeah, signify your end of the week.
But that's
week.
Not a what are you your celebrating? No, if I go home that night and I decide I'm going to have an 8-scoop ice cream sundae and I have that twice a year, that's celebrating that it was a hard week and I made it to Friday.
Bigger picture here that you were dissatisfied with that order for you.
I was. It wasn't bad, but you know what the problem was? Because I still haven't mastered the eating on the new morning schedule.
Yeah.
I have not. So I have been making like these little egg omelet-y kind of things with some spinach and some tomato, but but I can't figure out when to eat them. If I wait until 7 a.m., 8 a.m., a couple hours into the show, I'm going to have headaches, and I don't think I will be as sharp. I have decided recently to eat at 5 a.m. I get in at 4:30, and I give myself a half an hour to do work and eat at 5. You came in with this ham sandwich idea not 15 minutes after I'd already had eggs for the day. Had I not eaten those eggs, I think I would have expanded it. Maybe I would have ordered a nice juicy ham, egg, and cheese on some kind of bagel dripping and just went for it.
Yeah.
So then I basically placated and I said, I'll have some kind of ham sandwich, but they didn't fully grasp what a Monte Cristo was when I was ordering, and I tried to order that and kind of
walked through. You punted from the opponent's 40.
Right. And basically what I walked them through wasn't executed properly. The meat was cold. I wanted the meat hot. It was just the bread that was really toasted. So while the sandwich on the surface, again, would be fine, I wouldn't call it a celebratory. We're having ham sandwiches today. And I looked around. Everybody's got, you know, these great ham moments. I mean, cheese oozing out of Pete's sandwich. You're taking pictures of this monster stack with sauerkraut. I mean, you got an omelet with basically peppers and onions looking like they were fresh out of Arizona on Bogus's thing. And there I basically had two pieces of rye toast with a couple slices of ham and turkey on it. That's basically what I had. I basically had what your grandmother would make you when you came over from school and she was watching you. That's what I had. And I was jealous. I made a mistake.
Yesterday we had a great moment where we had, who did we have scheduled to come on the show yesterday? Football Insider, NFL.
Will Brinson.
And just before Will Brinson is supposed to come on, you get a phone call. And I see you answer the phone. And you look quizzically at the phone. And you hold the you hold the receiver. And you say down the line, Dick for Meals on the phone? I'm like, oh, he was supposed to call during Sunday Morning Football
right.
yesterday.
Right.
We had him scheduled for Sunday Morning Football, and he was one full day late in calling.
Right.
Now,
very timely is Dick for Meals.
Our Sunday Morning Football producer, Ryan Hickey, had called him multiple times that morning. He did not pick up, left him messages, text messages, etc. So Dick for Meal woke up to those text messages and phone calls on Sunday morning, whenever he wakes up. Maybe he's in California with wine. I don't know.
With the wine.
Ignored them. Didn't call Ryan Hickey. Didn't say, oh, I missed the interview. Didn't text back. Just decided, I'll call tomorrow. And just called in the middle of the show.
Called whatever number he was
not
given.
Not the same exact time either, because we were supposed, where it's a different time slot.
Oh, interesting. That's right. I was thinking you're not on it in the 9 a.m. hour anymore. I figured maybe he was calling the same time. So he just picked any time. And by the way, that couldn't have, if that wasn't you on the air, it was some other producer, they probably would have just put Dick Vermeil up.
And so we had to make the decision, well, we already have Will Brinson booked. Let's wait to tape with Dick Vermeil to then run on this Sunday Morning Football, because I didn't want to risk him not picking up again for another time.
Right.
Which happens to be, and I really like Dick Vermeil, but this is the second time that he was scheduled and didn't answer his phone this year.
Interesting.
For Sunday Morning Football.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So
then when he calls back, it's on his clock. You better be ready to
do
something.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to trust a third time of right. him not picking up. So it's just very funny. The middle of the show, you just look at me and you're like, Dick Vermeil's on the phone?
Because I wasn't expecting it at all. And I was weighing my options. Because,
hi, it's Dick Vermeil. He's waiting for you, DA.
Because as a producer, that's your moment, right? Like, you luck into a great guest, a great name that happens to get something mixed up and he calls the time you're producing. That should be a win where it's like, hey, we just got really lucky we have Dick
Vermeil.
That's
when you find here. A $50 bill on the ground.
Right. The problem is he was scheduled for your show that I don't produce on Sundays. And he happens to call 3 minutes before the time, and by the way, in a 4-hour show that we have, the only time I have a guest
only other time
to, with a nice guy like Will Brinson who comes on, I'm not going to screw him over. You know, had Dick Vermeil called 20 minutes earlier, he might be getting popped up
yep.
on the air at that point, but I couldn't do that, so I had to think in the moment. And you know what? Ryan Hickey booked Dick Vermeil for Sunday Morning Football. He should have Dick Vermeil for Sunday Morning Football. That is leadership out of my end. Again, what else is new?
I will say that you become a better leader is a strong word, but you're a better employee nowadays.
That's like the nicest thing you've said to me yeah. in 5 years.
Yeah, you're well, seven now.
I got to delete side B before I
But I will say that some of your own old tendencies do come out, like this whole Pete the Body Bilotti musical director or audio director,
right.
director of audio, which I can't wait to hear side B because I want to hear you bring this up to Bilotti. I'm glad that you'll be talking to Bilotti about this and Bogus, but at the end of the show, since we turned into the new time slot, always for the last 2.5 years, nearly 3 years, I said Pete the Body Bellotti, the Wheels of Steel. And I realized, you know, that's not giving him enough credit. That just says he's on the board. He doesn't. That's not really a job title. You're just on the board. And
well, that is his job title.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm calling him board operator. I'm calling on the Wheels of Steel. So
you find a cooler way to say it.
It'd be like saying, and Sean Mraz on the other side of the glass. And it's like, no, that's not your job title. You're executive producer, which I call you.
Good point.
So,
boy, you're really making me I really wish maybe we tape signed me after this.
So I've said this, and you just shake your head in disgust every time that I do this. And I feel like it's respectful to Bellotti.
It might be. Again, I don't want to walk myself in any corners because there are some things said on side B. I will just say this. My problem is how much Pete smiles about it. And that's your goal. You're looking to make Pete happy there. And my point is, I know that Pete now is not taking that as a fun nickname. In my mind, Pete is taking that as a legitimate job title. Like, Pete will go to bosses inevitably in 6 months when he needs something, and he'll say, this is no way to treat an audio director. Or like something like that. Like, and
so the bosses, you think he'll exploit it?
Yeah, and the bosses will be like, what do you mean audio director? We don't hire audio directors. Like, he will take that as a real job. And it's not.
So the danger for you is that it could be used for bad. It could be used for evil.
Yeah, or not even evil. Like,
because you don't mind that he's getting glossed.
I think Pete does a great job. Yeah. He's a great part of the show. I just found it peculiar that to start the new year, we're looking around, everybody's got the same nicknames, and there's Pete with this new fancy title that sounds like it could be a real job title, that thus then Pete will advance onto his resume, and if he looks for further careers, will have this made-up job that people are going to be looking at Indeed. Like, did they hire audio directors in 2020? What happened there?
Okay, well, so if I made up a fancy name for you, would you be okay with it?
Again, I think you should listen to side. Okay. There are some things, maybe I'm going to take back some of them. I'm going to feel real crummy about it. I probably look like an egotistical maniac, but what's said is said, and we'll keep it aired.
What's done is done.
What's done is done.
Okay, that's side A. Here comes side B.
Welcome to Side B of the PGP. This is Mraz, host of Side B, executive producer slash radio personality on the DA show. Here I am on Side B in all my full glory. And how about this? It's not often you say you could have a menage a trois. It's not often you could say you could have a threesome. But that is exactly what we are having here on Side B, as I am joined by Pete the Body Bellotti and Andrew Bogish for a three-way PGP Side B. Hello.
Arguably the worst threesome in the history of anything.
I apologize.
Yeah. Mm. Nobody signed up for this.
Now, you know that threesome and menage a trois are the same thing, right?
Are the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you said them as if they were different.
No, just one is called that in France, the other's called that in the United States of America.
Okay, all right.
How
which one?
That?
Which one goes where?
Menage a trois, because that would be like a T-R-O-I-S.
Yeah.
Boy, this is New Year.
What is going on right now?
I must have told you that when you walked in.
What year is it? 3,000?
This is New Year, New Me. And by the way, I had just said on the way in as we were going to walk in, said, all right, guys, who's ready? Let's go have this three-way. And Ack, who of fame, CBS Sports Radio Update fame, stopped me. He goes, all right, Mraz, I'm going to report you to HR for that three-way joke. All right, Chief.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah, I mean,
it really is.
Ack, no, we're literally having a three-way podcast.
So underappreciated
humor. He may want to get here a little earlier next time.
Well, Speaking of useless stuff.
Is act premature? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay. Just someone checking.
Okay. 855-212-4267. Speaking of made-up stuff, like bad jokes, you know, DA, over the last, I would say, 8 days since we started this, I mean, I've lost track on how many days it's been. Honestly, I'm on no sleep, Jerry, no sleep at all, has started to change titles around here, I've noticed. And Pete's title on the way out of every show now has become audio director, Andrew Bogish.
Yeah.
Now, if you go through the Entercom hiring process, you will not find any job titles and openings for audio director. Yet DA proceeds to call him this, and Pete loves it. Pete can't get enough of being called the audio director. Exactly. It gives him some importance.
Right.
It gives him some of this. Pete, why do you feel so self-important to be called audio director?
First of all, I didn't ask him to call me the audio director.
No, I know you didn't.
That's his prerogative. That's what he wants to do.
And it is the DA show.
It's a DA show. He can do whatever he wants. He's the host. So he calls me audio director. That's fine. Whatever. That's what it will be. And you know what? I'm not getting all bent out of shape like you, Mr. Contributor Talent, that changes your title on social media.
It's true.
And now you're going to brag on me. I haven't even done anything with the audio director, nor will I.
Because, Pete, it's like the smile, the holding the hand up, like, yes, I'm the audio director. And I would say, and Bogus, I think, would agree with me. If Pete Bilotti went to look for a new job January 1, 2021,
mm-hmm.
Bogus, would Pete list on his list of resume and all his jobs in radio, I was the audio director of the DA show?
It's a possibility. Can't guarantee it, but it's a possibility.
He's smiling because he knows I'm right.
Yeah. No, I know you're wrong.
And whether you write it in actual letters on your resume or say it in an interview for the job, when somebody asks you what you did, I was the audio director. Like, everything that played on the show came through me.
And therein lies the big deal here. Pete does a great job. He's I would call him a drop coordinator, maybe. He does a great job running the board. He's a good associate producer. But the idea that we're giving titles that sound like they're real titles, but fake names, I think is giving Pete some self-importance that maybe does not belong.
Well, while I agree,
yeah, Pete, nobody can see you shaking your head.
Look,
here.
I think you need to find some content.
I found it.
Because this must have been a light day for you. That's why I'm here. So you might want to just go maybe read a book, read the newspaper.
Pete, you know I don't do those.
Read it backwards. Read however you read it. Have someone dictate it to you. But let me tell you, this is a non-story. And it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
All right, well, let's bring this to me, because it wouldn't be a PGP without bringing it to me.
Correct. Oh, sure.
You did mention this a little while ago, Pete, that I jumped to change my Twitter profile. And this is where it comes in. I do find this interesting, because I do feel like maybe this rubbed DA the wrong way, because he's now mentioned it several times. When the new show was set to launch, as was stated in an email to everybody, I was relieved of my duties as host of the Pork Store, where I had my own name on something, and I was put in what was classified as an elevated on-air position while still producing on the DA show. I believe the name was Sidekick, used in an email by Mark Chernoff.
Okay.
So all I simply did was list my profile as, in the new year, radio personality, : the DA show, CBS Sports Radio. Tell me how that is factually incorrect.
Well, it's a made-up title, like you're saying about me.
Well, exactly.
It's a made-up title.
How is that a made-up title?
It's a made-up title.
What would you classify a sidekick as?
You don't go to entercom.com and look under the job profile as a sidekick or contributor like you have.
No, but sidekick is a personality.
No.
Am I not a personality?
Why didn't you write sidekick? Right. Since a sidekick was at least in an official Entercom communication.
I'll tell you why. Mm. Because unlike audio director, sidekick does sound a little demeaning. If I put sidekick on my profile and I had any take whatsoever, the people would be calling me Robin, calling me this, that, the other thing. So it was to protect myself.
You've thought about this a lot, huh?
There was a lot of mental stuff that went into it. But, DA now basically holding that against me while rewarding Pete with a made-up title, I find to be crazy talk, Bogus.
Well, you see, I agree with a lot of your points about audio director. In particular, that Pete loves it, but I don't understand why it bothers you. Why does it matter to you?
Why should it matter?
DA calls him that? It sounds like you're jealous for some reason of the title.
And while this is going on, just keep in mind, Sean is wearing a sweatshirt for his dad's bar.
Which I want to get to in a second.
Bob's Bar.
Yeah.
Which is not really a bar.
But it operates like one. So I'm excited for it to get shut down by the government.
Yeah. All right. So I'll get to my point in a second. Okay. Just a little brief aside. Tuesday during the DA show, Pete sees me wearing the sweatshirt, stops me, and says, Sean, by the way, if your father's looking to promote and needs to wear any gear, I'll gladly wear it on the show and watch DA or whatever.
What are you, the Astros?
Well, not only that, I turn to Pete and go, Pete, promote what? It's not an actual business. It's literally my dad's backyard where we drink.
Where I charge people for drinks.
By the way,
what does Pete think we need to promote it? So everybody flies in from Tucson to go to Bob's Bar and they see the Statue of Liberty?
Let me clarify a little bit. Bob's Bar, I saw the sweatshirt. I thought it was a nice sweatshirt. I was asking him where he got the sweatshirt. Who made the sweatshirt? And he said his wife made the sweatshirt.
She made some swag.
Bob'sBar.net.
And in my head, I'm like, you know what? If I'm out somewhere, I didn't say I don't watch DA. If I'm out somewhere, you know, maybe I want to wear a sweatshirt.
So people stop Pete and go, where's Bob's bar? I got to check that out.
Are you Pete?
And then I realized.
The audio director, the DA show?
And then I realized that Bob's bar is not really a bar.
Right. Could you imagine we're hanging out Memorial Day weekend trying to watch the Yankees. There's like 10 neighbors. We're drinking some Bud Light Limes. All of a sudden somebody from Oceanside, New York shows up. Goes, I saw this advertised on the audio director of the DA show shirt. So anyway, back to your point about why it bothers me. I think if I'm going to be admitting something here, I think it's the idea that if I am going to keep my same title in the ending credits of the DA show as executive producer, which I still am the executive producer with no added flashy title, despite me being given an added role, then why should Pete have an added flashy title in 2020 that wasn't actually given?
Because we all should get something every once in a while, not just you.
Right. It's not all about you.
It's not all about you.
But I actually did get something.
Yeah, and you got tangible things. You do less work. You leave late. You leave first for anybody else.
But I'm also the first one in the building.
But because that's the train schedule, not because you want to be here. If the train left Babylon a little later, you'd be here a little bit later. Maybe I'd beat you here.
Because you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I gotta get there and not book Barrett Lee.
Jiminy Crickets. Let me get out the door. Let me get in the car. I'll get myself a nice little coffee and I'll walk into work. Casually, right. Give myself some time. It's all a matter of luck, the way you're getting in here.
All I'll say is this. I was given an enhanced role, and at the ending credits, Pete is being acknowledged for an advanced role he was not given, and that's
but
fine.
But you actually have an advanced role. The one thing Pete got was a made-up title that could make him sound good in an interview.
Pete got 2 less hours of work every day.
That's true. No, so did I, actually.
We all did.
Yeah.
We all got less work. Do you understand that?
Well, why don't you keep promoting that, by the way?
I like to look at it as my work was redistributed.
All right, we got redistributed work.
No, you got less work. Yeah. My work was redistributed.
So
is Pete's, kind of.
I just want to make sure that if Pete is going to be given this title by DA, Pete, know that it's a fake title. I just want to stress that.
I like how you're throwing what you would react to onto me.
It's a fake title.
Because you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would have it all over everything.
The shoe is on the other foot. He changed his Twitter bio to a made-up title.
Exactly. If you were named audio director, it would be in a press release.
We don't write those.
You're the self-proclaimed newsroom leader plus radio personality.
But hello, this is part of my leadership, calling it out for Pete.
Oh. Yeah,
this is what makes me a leader, because I have to have the stones to do stuff
great
like
leader.
This.
Yeah, so because, it's next level leadership.
Because there are other people who are talking about this Pete title, and they've come to me and said, Mraz, you got to talk to Pete and let him know this isn't a real title.
Yeah, I'm sure. Who are they?
We don't name names.
We're not a snitch,
Pete. I'm a leader, not a snitch.
You're not a leader. Get lost, all right?
Well, if you want to follow the audio director...
You ain't a stupid leader. You're not a leader in a newsroom. You're a personality, like you said. Just leave it at that.
Thank you for acknowledging it. CBS PDB to Pete the Body.
Pete the Body.
If it's Pete the audio director soon,
you're
out.
It's not changing, no.
Pete AD.
Look.
That should be his new nickname in 2020. Listen, Pete AD.
My 1,500 followers have to make sure.
Oh, he knows his follower count. The ego's growing.
At Pete the Body. So as it keeps growing, one every year, it will... remain Pete the Body.
All right, so you can follow Pete on Twitter at Pete the Body. You can follow Bogish on Twitter
at Andrew Bogish.
And you can follow, and by the way, Bogish, we didn't get to this. Maybe we get to it next week. Mm. I want to hear what your mother thinks of me now, because just to let everybody know, a little spoiler, I spent $40 on Girl Scout cookies for Bogish.
This is true. My mom doesn't know yet, but she will before we talk next week.
All right, so next week we'll find out if I'm in good graces again with the Bogish family. You can follow me on Twitter at MrazCBS. Have a great week, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.